back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're hoping we're going to have Sandy Bourne with us this afternoon. We're going to be talking. Do we have her? Is Sandy there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. And why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and why you're concerned with this issue of global warming?
I'm vice president of the Heartland Institute, and I'm also a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. And we are basically generally looking at all of the energy policy that has been proposed and or passed by Congress or in the states. And one of the reasons why we're concerned is because we're watching a lot of decisions taking place that not only have an effect on our current prices, for example, like gasoline and our energy use, but have future implications for raising the cost of daily living across the country.
All right. Well, now, don't we have to do something about the global warming? After all, the global ice packs are melting, and the snows of Kilimanjaro are melting, and we're hearing about all these terrible things that are happening. And Al Gore says, you know, there's simply no dissent at all. Everybody agrees now. It's finally come out. Everybody's in agreement that global warming is a reality. Do you question that assumption?
I do question that assumption, and not only do I question that assumption, but just a few days ago, the IPCC, which is the Panel on Climate Change, the International Panel on Climate Change, finally released the second report from the scientists that disagreed with the first report. And so, in fact, there is not a scientific consensus right now about the cause for global temperatures to rise. And I get very concerned when we start pushing policies that have implications to redistribute wealth and yet really do not have a scientific basis either in the solutions proposed or in determining what the causes could be. So we could be making some big mistakes right now in climate change policy if we do the wrong thing.
Well, yeah, I think the hardest thing, Sandy, for most people to realize is there really are people out there like Al Gore and his mentor, Maurice Strong, and others who really want to destroy industrialized society. And do you know a better way to do that than to de-industrialize us, which is exactly what the Kyoto Protocol would require?
Well, it's interesting because the solutions that he's proposing, what a lot of people do not realize is that he was actually hired by the EU to represent their view on climate change. And when you go back and you look at the history of the Kyoto Protocol and the solutions that the Kyoto Protocol is proposing for the Western Hemisphere, they're really trying to level the economic playing field between the EU and the United States through a so-called carbon cap and trade emissions program. And when you look deeply into the solution and into this proposal, it turns out that a few companies would make a lot of money, but just about everybody would lose in terms of the cost that would take place. And what would really happen is the formation of a new carbon cartel that basically would set global prices on everything, not just on energy, but on any kind of a consumer good that would be produced by some kind of fossil fuel based manufacturer, industry, or anything else.
And, of course, it would really result in really impoverishing our people, lowering their living standards. And Al Gore, you know, with his big 10,000-square-foot house and all of his, you know, jet planes and SUVs, you know, can speak very glibly about, you know, how we've got to conserve energy.
His heating bill for his pool house is twice that of my own home here. I could not get over that. That's just for his pool house.
He gives hypocrisy a bad name. You're going to have to hang out. We'll be back in just a moment here with Sandy Bourne.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally. without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Network, I guess, is Sandy Bourne, and we're talking about the Kyoto Protocol, we're talking about Al Gore, we're talking about one of the greatest scams that's ever been put over, or partly put over, on the American people. And, of course, really, either what they're saying is true, and all the media is telling you the truth, or what they're telling you is false. And there's a coordinated effort and a control over the media designed to lead America to its own destruction. There's only two alternatives, because certainly almost everybody in the media is on the side of trying to sell the public that global warming is real. And yet, I think Sandy and I would both agree that this is a lie. So do you think that this is primarily designed to make a profit for some people, Sandy? Is this what motivates them?
Well, I think I honestly think that it's more of a desire to change the system of free trade to one of a more socialized system. And that's, I think, what concerns me, because, as you know, when you look at the founders of this country and how, when we look at the rule of property, the rule of law, property rights, and all of those things, and when you look at the Kyoto Protocol and the all of the tenants that are engaged in trying to come up with this cap-and-trade system, there is a severe erosion rates in this, a huge tax on the use of energy, which underlies our economy, and almost a change in terms of the transactions, because there's actually been some discussion that carbon credits could be the new money that we would use to trade things. And so that's why I'm very concerned about any kind of a system. And you'll hear people say, oh, well, it's a market. I call it a pseudo-market because it is actually controlled by regulation. And let me explain a little bit about how that would happen. There would be a limit set on the amount of carbon dioxide emissions. And as you know, carbon dioxide is a natural part of our environment. But fossil fuels emit carbon dioxide when they're burned to produce energy. We exhale carbon dioxide when we breathe. There's carbon dioxide everywhere. But it's something that can be captured and measured. Now, there are other greenhouse gases as well that are emitted into the air and that help to increase global temperatures. One of them is water, H2O. That's also emitted in greenhouse gases. But by tagging carbon dioxide, this is a way for the left to tag, as you say, the industrial nations and to cause them to decrease production. And so that's the underlying tenet of this whole operation. Then what they would do is they'd set a regulation, and they say you can only use so much, you can only emit so much. So the first thing that would go here in the United States would be the use of coal power to generate any kind of electricity. That the government would tighten the regulation and eventually say you can't emit any carbon dioxide using coal. The next thing would be natural gas. The next thing would be oil. And they would just work their way through, continuing to tighten the regulation. And therefore, we don't really have free trade because the market itself, or the pseudo-market, would all be controlled by a government regulation and not by the parameters of a free market as we know it in the United States.
Well, of course, the most incredible thing is the scam of preventing us from developing nuclear energy. Every other country can develop nuclear energy. We can subsidize and actually guarantee the loans on the five new nuclear plants that Westinghouse is putting in into China at $1 billion each. But we're not allowed to use the technology that we pioneered and developed. And
that's
the question is, why can't we have nuclear power here?
Right, that's an excellent point. Whenever we look at our just as you would look, for example, at a retirement portfolio and you'd want to invest in stocks and bonds and index funds, but you would spread your money out so that it could grow. So when one part of the market declines and another part grows, your investments are still good. Well, we should do the same thing with our energy portfolio. And at the moment, we're invested in coal. We're seriously invested in natural gas in a lot of parts of this country. But we've not invested in nuclear. We have some investment in oil, and we have some investment in alternative fuels. But where we would, if we're really serious about climate change, let's just say the other side is correct and you and I are wrong. If we were really serious about climate change and growing temperatures and we didn't want any carbon dioxide emitted to slow that down because we're in a great climate crisis, then the first thing we would do is immediately start generating more nuclear power because nuclear power does not emit any carbon dioxide. And that's how you know the other side is issuing a false statement, because when you propose to them, okay, if this is real, let's put in some nuclear power, and they say no, then you know they're not being truthful.
And of course, well, but what are we going to do with the spent fuel? I mean, we've got this big place over in Yucca Mountain. We can't even use that after investing billions of dollars to build this long tunnel into no place in the middle of the, you know, in this arid area. And
you know, that's another fascinating aspect to what's going on with the energy world. I actually had a chance to go to Yucca Mountain and go down in the tunnel and look at all the experiments, the research, and everything that have been they've been undertaking over the past many, many years. And it's fascinating. When I talked with a couple of the scientists there, they said to me, you know, we really don't know yet how to capture the energy from the spent fuel rods. We know it's there, and we think that within about 100 to 200 years, we will have the technology to use those fuel rods. So in essence, Yucca Mountain is a bank for us. We would put in the spent fuel rods that are still generating energy with the hope that under our free market and under our way of doing business in this democracy, we'll eventually come up with the technology that we can take them out and begin to use them to develop more energy for the country. It's a great concept and a very forward way of thinking by real scientists who have encouraged policymakers to go ahead and bank these spent fuel rods because they think we can get to that energy in the future. Now, is that not forward thinking? That's exactly what Thomas Jefferson says when he says, think ahead seven generations. Well, that's the kind of stuff that we should be doing.
Of course, you know, certainly France reprocesses the fuel rods. Everybody else in the world reprocesses those fuel rods, and it's not a problem.
Right. Well, we have a good program now where we're actually buying some old nuclear fuel from different countries around the world and using it for our current nuclear power generators. But then we can only burn it so much, and there are other kinds of nuclear energy that's coming about that's being developed. But as you said, we're not taking the time to invest it and get it going here in this country. Now, under the Energy Policy Act of 2005, and with the Bush administration has sort of given the go-ahead to start moving on this and allowing states like South Carolina and a few other places to begin the planning for development for building nuclear reactors, but we still have a long way to go before we actually see something get built and put on the ground and begin to generate electricity.
Well, you know, this whole thing about CO2, first of all, people don't understand that the CO2 at the present levels are about 380 parts per million. That's 0.03%, 0.038% of the atmosphere. Certainly the greatest greenhouse gas is water. 95% of the greenhouse gases are water and only 5% of the others. But the most amazing thing is, first of all, CO2 is wonderful. It's plant food. Everything grows better with CO2. And the primary cause of CO2 is oceans. Now, when you begin to get global warming, when things warm up, and they have been warming for 400 years, there are massive amounts of CO2 that are trapped in the ocean. When you heat up the ocean, it releases CO2, and nobody ever mentions that. Certainly, we know that CO2 comes from burning fossil fuels and from animals and human beings and even from trees and some exhaling and plants exhaling. But nobody ever mentions the part that the oceans play in creating that CO2. But, you know, since people don't understand the science, well, why, of course, they tend to believe people like Al Gore. And when all the media and when everybody on television and certainly when everybody's writing articles for U.S. News and Time and certainly Newsweek magazine insists that this is a terrible thing, people never get to the basic science.
Well, and that's right. And when you look at history, we are coming out of the little ice age. The planet has heated and cooled. There's a variety of different cycles that are engaged here. And let me first say, I'm not an expert on this, but when the accounts that I read, there are cycles that are hundreds and thousands years old, going up and down with the cooling cycle. There are even some every 30 to 40 years where the temperatures, the recorded temperatures, have gone up and down over the past 100 years that we've seen where there's been a slight cooling and warming. So what that tells me is that we really don't know enough yet. And that would concern me to suddenly change a policy, change the way we're living, based on an argument where it's clear to me that we do not know enough about this to make a decision. I think it's well worth our time and effort to do a lot of research on this. There's also discussion that the sun has been heating our planet because the temperatures in Mars is also going up. And there's no SUVs on Mars, you know, so what's going on here? So that tells me, from a common sense perspective, that we need to do more research, we need to look at the science a little bit more before we begin to drastically change the way we live.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment here at Genesis. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, the most important thing that we can do is, you're exactly right, challenge what's going on in the mainstream media. Why are they pushing this so hard now? We should oppose any form of higher energy taxes or emission caps on any ground that there is a hypothetical benefit of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. It's just, we really don't have proof of that yet. Maybe.
And the other thing is, as I said, CO2 is really plant food. The plants love it. And they grow ever so much better. And, of course, the trees grow ever so much better. And they get bigger and stronger and are much sooner. And the same thing is true with almost everything else. CO2 is beneficial.
Well, see, now, I would call you an energy optimist. When you listen to the mainstream media and you listen to all the hype about global warming, and the message is gloom and doom, there's something very terrible going on, and therefore we must make a change. But when you actually think about things scientifically, you're exactly right. We may be better off with slightly warmer temperatures. There's a fertilizing effect of higher level of carbon dioxide that's very good for agriculture, very good for our forests. This may actually help some of those. And here's the other thing. The countries that are emitting more carbon dioxide, or the most around the world, are actually third world countries that are burning wood for heat and other things. And so why aren't we instead, again, this is the other way to find out if the left is really telling a lie. If they're so concerned about carbon dioxide emissions, why aren't they talking about investing in these third world countries to help them change their use of different types of fuels so that they use a cleaner technology, such as clean coal technology, nuclear technology, or anything other than burning of wood and dung to heat their homes or their huts. And so if we invested in those third world countries and tried to help them up, we would have cleaner emissions. There's an underlying principle to what I'm talking about in terms of approaching the environment, and I would consider myself to be a free market environmentalist. And what that means is I think that our economy is inherently dynamic with our environment. And if we have a healthy environment, we are going to have a healthy economy. And if we have a healthy economy, we will have a healthy environment, because we can afford to invest in new technologies that would clean up our environment and make better use of our natural resources. But third world countries under oppressive governments don't have those opportunities. And that's what we should go after to solve this problem.
Well, I think people only have to stop and think about it. Now, as we get global warming, and we are having global warming, things are much warmer than they were in 1600, a couple of degrees. But as a result of that, why, the ice pack is beginning to melt somewhat on Greenland and along the shore. Now there's a little greenery. In fact, that's the way it was 1,000 years ago when the Vikings were there, when they had settlements all along Greenland. And, of course, we know that in those days they could grow grapes in northern England, and certainly we could open up some of the great fields up in the northern part of Canada for growing wheat and other crops. Actually, as things warm up, why, you can actually increase food production.
That's exactly right. And Greenland, as you said, was green when the Vikings were there. They had settlements all over. It wasn't covered with ice. And that goes back to showing, and my view, that there's cycles. The planet is very cyclical in terms of what it's doing. And climate is not stable. It's not the same temperature, maybe in Southern California, but generally speaking, it's not the same temperature, and it varies all the time. Why would we think that we have the power, or why would we want the climate to stay exactly the same? We could be seriously changing the way the world works and without understanding it at all, and that's of concern here.
Well, I think there's a lot to be concerned about, but mainly, of course, the economic problems we would have. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Sandy Bourne. And if you have any questions, why, you can give us a call. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. We would all
people love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. I guess it's Sandy Bourne. Sandy, do you have a web page or telephone number or material or book or anything you'd like to...
Yes. I am a co-author with Joseph Bast. It's entitled Energy Policy for America. It's a guidebook on energy, and we have an entire chapter in there on climate change and other issues. And you could go to www.heartland.org, and you can download that on your computer, or you can just go ahead and write a note to the Heartland Institute in Chicago, and you can get you a copy. Or you can go to the Independent Women's Forum, www.iwf.org, and get some copies of some articles written by my colleagues there. We have plenty of information for you on this whole subject.
All right, and I think it's just so important that you, every one of our listeners is right on top of this. They can discuss it intelligently, realizes that greenhouse gases only make up about 1% of the atmosphere, and 95% of that is water. This is the greatest scam of all time, but it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. It's the question is, can they get people to believe a lie? And somebody once said, doesn't matter how much incorrect something is, if you say it often enough, most people will believe. Well, Sandy, the president so far has not gone along with the Kyoto Protocol, although recently...
That's correct. Not only has this president, but President Clinton didn't do it either, and the U.S. Senate rejected the Kyoto Protocol 3 times. Every once in a while, common sense prevails here in Washington, D.C., and when we're looking... closely at our economy and the impact that some policies may have, we do reject them. Now, the president is looking at developing a partnership with China and some Asian countries to, again, try and invest in those third world countries to help them clean up their emissions, not only just of carbon dioxide, but other pollutants, real pollutants in the air that do hamper air quality, and that holds promise. He's also looking at more research and development into new technologies on nuclear energy and other fronts to figure out how to tackle this. So that's what this president's doing. My concern is that the new Congress is putting the cart before the horse, so to speak, and they're talking about imposing a carbon cap and trade or a carbon tax across the country to address climate change. And that is without a full understanding of the science or of the economics of what it would cost citizens and consumers across the country to do something like this. So I would urge your listeners to contact their congressional members and say, hold off. We want to know what the economic costs of any kind of climate change policy would be, and we want to find out a little bit more about the science of this and just do the research. If you think this is a big problem, take the time to do the research and do it well.
Because the trouble is, Sandy, that there's a lot of scientists out there who really prostitute themselves. If they want to get the money for the grants, they're going to come up with whatever conclusion you want. What we need are honest scientists who are not beholden to the government for their grants. How are we going to get that?
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point that you raised. And that's why educated folks or listeners ought to look at whenever a scientist, anyone, and on either side of the debate, look and find out and ask yourself these questions. Who's funding the study? Was it peer-reviewed? And so when I say who was funding the study, did it come from a government grant that was looking for a particular outcome, or did it come from a corporate grant that was looking for a particular outcome, or was the funding of the study so that put in such a way so that the scientist is blind to any potential outcome or blind to anyone who's funding it, and are they doing true, clean research? Secondly, look to see if that particular scientist had his or her study peer-reviewed. In other words, they sent it out there to their peers, not their friends who agree with them on things, but to a rigorous review to see whether or not, A, their research could be duplicated and got the same outcome, or B, were any parts of their study flawed so that there are problems there. Those are two ways that you can ask some simple questions and find out whether or not the research is valid and credible. And then look at it across the board, and then start seeing what happens when, okay, we're looking at a couple of theories here. Let's look at some technology and see if the technology either proves the theory or comes up with a solution to the problem posed by the theory. We have a long way to go before we put any kind of a mandate on this country when it comes to climate change.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question, you have a comment, you agree, you don't agree, but certainly the greatest polluter in the world today is Communist China, and the Kyoto Protocol doesn't apply to Communist China.
It really is an attack on America. It doesn't apply to Communist China, India, or any other third world countries that are truly, you know, polluting the air. And you can look at, in satellite photos, you can see what we call a brown cloud over that portion of Asia, and that's really what we need to get after.
I mean, I really think that we have some of the cleanest air in the entire world. Yeah, you may have some problems in the Los Angeles basin, but even that's much, much better than it was. You go to the major Chinese cities, and a lot of people having to wear masks most of the time. But people don't understand that here in the United States. They somehow
think it's fascinating. The EPA has, over the past couple of years, they've been measuring all air quality since the 1970s when the Clean Air Act was put into place. And we have cleaned up our air by over 74% now since the 1970s. And you probably remember, as I do, you would go into cities or into urban areas or even to out near industrial areas, and you could see brown haze and you could see yellow haze. And it was just awful. And that has significantly cleaned up. Across the board, our national air quality has improved significantly. Does that mean we don't have any trouble spots? No, we do have some hot spots. Down in the Houston area, there's a lot of polluted air that gets blown up from the natural climate winds coming up from Mexico, where their factories are. And again, that's a third world country where they don't have clean technology. And the president is trying to introduce clean technology down there with investments because the Houston area is dirty. Cleveland gets a little bit dirty, and there are parts of California, because of the way the mountains trap the air on the West Coast, that has some problems. And so we should really go after those hot spots to do some good in terms of air quality here in our own country. But in terms of overall air quality for the planet, we should really look at those third world countries and see what we can do to help help them out.
And I think what they do is they confuse air pollution with global warming, with the increasing levels of CO2, and they try to make us believe that they're all part and parcel of the same issue, and they're not. They're entirely different.
That's exactly right. When we talk about air quality and pollutants, the pollutants that we're talking about are sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, mercury, lead. Those are the kinds of things that can be emitted into the air that cause severe health problems for human beings and for the environment and for the animals and everything for that matter. Those are the things that we track and we want to take care of. There are basically six pollutants that we monitor to make sure that our air quality is good. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It is not classified legally as a pollutant. It is not classified scientifically as a pollutant. But the other side likes to use the word pollutant in order to help persuade the public to change the way they're living. And you have to be smart about this and listen very carefully. And, you know, all you need to do is go back to your eighth grade earth science and remember what you were taught and look at all of that and see if what you're hearing today matches up with what you heard in your eighth grade science. Of course,
and
that's
the whole issue
on education, but we won't go there right now.
All right, fine. Well, do you think we're making any progress? Do you think that people are beginning to understand what's going on?
When I talk to people or when you start to demonstrate the numbers in terms of what it would cost for your electricity, I think now that they're seeing gasoline prices going up, and there are a lot of reasons why our gasoline prices are going up, but most of them are because we've made our own mess in this. We've cut ourselves off from our own domestic reserves for oil and natural gas. We only use 3% of our reserves right now. We've created a lot of regulations that, such as ethanol mandates, that force the price of gasoline up. And the world markets for the supply for oil, many people don't realize that the top 11 oil companies of the world are actually owned by national governments like in the Mideast, like Venezuela, Chavez down there. They're the ones that are setting the price. And so by not allowing a free market to handle this, we're getting caught with these fixed prices, and we've tightened up our own supplies, so we're paying higher costs for gasoline right now for transportation. Well, if we do something like this with climate change as well, then we're going to see the cost of electricity go up. And you have to remember that our fuel for transportation and our fuel for electric generation fuels our economy. If we're paying higher prices for these two things, for our energy, then you can be sure we're going to raise the cost of everything else that we use for our own daily living, and we're going to wind up having to work harder to raise more money, get more than two incomes per family. It's going to cost too much, and we'll see our economy flatten and decrease over time because of that. So these are problems of our own making.
And I do not think these things are happening by accident. I think that they are happening by intent. I think they know exactly what they're doing. I do not believe there's any shortage of gas or oil in the world. And you only need to get my articles on peak oil to take you into the background. We literally have trillions of barrels of oil off the North Slope and off our shores, and they're just not allowing that to be developed. You have to ask yourself, why have we made ourselves dependent upon, you know, on the Near East and the Middle East, you know, when there's all the turmoil over there? And why have they blocked building refineries in the United States? We haven't built a new refinery in the United States for 30 years. Why?
Not only that, but Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita knocked out 30% of our refining capacity, and we haven't built that back yet. So the other thing you're going to hear about is, oh, gee, we have to tax the oil companies here in the United States because they're making profits. When what we want those oil companies to do is take those profits and invest in the infrastructure and repair what was destroyed in the hurricanes and build back some refining capacity and improve the infrastructure across the country so that we are able to access our domestic supplies and go after it. Our technology has improved significantly over the past 25, 30 years. We don't leave nearly the size of an environmental footprint that we did 30, 40, 50 years ago when we were going after oil in our reserves. Our technology has improved. Our energy efficiency has improved, and that was all done with a free market, not with mandates imposed upon us by government.
Well, I agree with you totally, and the thing is, the last thing we need are a lot more government laws. One of the few laws that I would support might be a floor on oil, maybe about $20, $25 a barrel. And you say, well, why would you want a floor underneath the price of oil when it's up at $70? And the reason is, of course, I've been told by oil producers that they would, if we could get a floor, a guaranteed price for oil of $20 to $25, which would cut the price of gasoline to a third. But if we had that, then a lot of the wildcatters go out and start drilling for oil here. But they've done that in the past, and every time they do, why, then the big boys begin to cut the price of oil down to $10 a barrel, and they go bankrupt.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone's going to go bankrupt. I think there's plenty there. They just need to get after it. There was a saying that oil was hard to find but easy to get, and that was many years ago. That's sort of like, do you remember that show, oh, gosh, with Dick Clampett, the hillbillies that became very wealthy, you know, and they had the whole little program where they just had oil bubbling right up out of the ground there. Well, now it's easy to find, but it's hard to get to. And so the technology, they're using all kinds of new types of technology to go into these reserves to access it. They can get to the oil shale and convert that over into gasoline. There's lots of things that they can do now. Now, the price, the market price, helps to push the different technologies that we would want to use. But I don't know if we necessarily need a floor. I just think that when the price of purchasing it overseas gets too high, maybe we ought to open our doors what we need here. And in fact, we import today most of our oil from Canada. We only import about 40% from the Middle East. We have some coming up from Mexico, but the bulk of our oil that we import comes from Canada. But it's Europe that is very dependent on the Mideast and Russia, and those are two areas that have oppressive governments or very restrictive governments that set the prices. Those companies are owned by those governments, and they set the price, and they're holding Europe hostage. That's why I just don't understand why Europe is trying to do this. They need to open up their doors. They've got Poland is a great country that has an opportunity to help sell fuel to Europe, and Europe is playing around with this carbon cap and trade program. And here's Poland trying to come out from underneath the Soviet curtain and move along like a regular free market country, and Europe is trying to hogtie them.
Well, we got a lot of problems, and certainly freedom is a wonderful, wonderful means of getting things accomplished. You only need to look at the Soviet Union and realize, of course, it's that socialism does not work, and it didn't work over there in Russia. In fact, they would not have the oil production of the pipelines they do now if it weren't for the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Export-Import Bank, the United States Agency for International Development, and a few other American corporations who got in and invested literally hundreds of billions of dollars to develop Russia's oil. But they can't do it on their own because they're a socialist or controlled economy. And what we need is, I agree with our guest, Sandy Bourne, we need a free economy. We wouldn't have the problems we do. Sandy, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, I just think that, again, have your listeners contact their locally elected officials and their congressmen and let them know that we don't want to have any new mandates on our energy right now. Let the technology be developed, focus on research, and focus on those seven generations ahead as Thomas Jefferson would have us do.
God bless you. Thanks so much. Really enjoyed having you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Dr. Stanley.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we're going to be back in just a moment. Another fascinating program right here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And if you really want to understand oil, let me suggest that you get our 4-tape set on oil, and we have fascinating interviews with fascinating people. And then, of course, go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down the 2 articles on oil, or if you'd like, why we can send them to you if you get any of the things we talk about. We have 2 monthly articles on oil and the oil crisis or the oil non-crisis or this great, great scam of today. And then, of course, electricity. Oh, my goodness, we're running out of electricity. It's all a scam. We have a 4-tape set on electricity, a video on electricity. We even have a syllabus on electricity. Electricity is so cheap to produce, they had to come up with a scam to get the price up. And that was, oh, my goodness, look how high the price is. If we just deregulate electricity, we'll get the price down. Well, they sold everybody on deregulation, and voila, what happened? The price went up. Aw, shucks, gee, how did that happen? They knew it was going to happen ahead of time. It always happens when you deregulate a monopoly. You can't deregulate a monopoly, and all they did was simply transfer massive amounts of money to the stockholders of the various utility companies and really, of course, complicate everything for everybody. So, certainly, if you like our talk or our either the talk or the 4-tape set on electricity, and then, of course, our syllabus, it's there. We do hope that many of you, of course, want to really understand this, and it gets into Sustainable Development Agenda 21. We have a copy of the Santa Cruz Agenda 21, the one that was prepared for the county where I live. And then, of course, we have my Sustainable Development syllabus. There's nothing quite like it. We have the Global Biodiversity Assessment Treaty. We have it actually all summarized there for you in about 40 pages. Ordinarily, it would be 1,142 pages. And this was all planned out ahead of time by Prince Charles and Al Gore and Marie Strong and the other boys right before the Earth Summit meeting in 1992. A massive program to lower the living standards of the American people and to impoverish the people of my nation. They know exactly what they're doing. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. It's 1-800-544-8927. And get the Sustainable Development Syllabus. And along with that, of course, the talk, the video. You need that. You need the two of them together. And you get them at a reduced price. And then, of course, you'd want to get the 4-tape set on oil, the 4-tape set on electricity, and of course the syllabuses that go with electricity. Understand that there is a master plan. Now, of course, we have a 4-tape set on sustainable development, a syllabus, and a video. And then if you understand that what they really want to do is impoverish you, and what they really want to do is limit the number of people on Earth. They want to kill off most of the Earth's population. And if you haven't got my material on planned population reduction, or none dare call it genocide, or certainly if you haven't gotten the material that we have available on, we have a video on just on plain old population control, the 4-tape set by that. You can go to my website and pull down planned population reduction monograph or the population reduction control monograph. It's posted up there on my website for nothing. It's one of the best things that's available. Get the information and help us to get it out across America. One of the best items we carry is Dr. Ayoub's talk on mercury autism and the population control agenda. That's mercury autism and the population control agenda. And then our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our website, radioliberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Mercury Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water,
long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And this afternoon, the views of Rick Rollins, who's our special guest. And Rick is going to be talking to us about autism, this terrible epidemic. It is an epidemic that is sweeping our nation today, and most people don't understand what's happening unless, of course, it's their son or their grandson or one of their relatives who's afflicted with this disease. But it is simply exploding, not only in California, but across the nation. Rick, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Well, thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Well, right now, of course, I'd like you to introduce us. Now, this is an entirely different audience, so don't be bashful. Just say, I'll repeat anything you repeated last night. So why don't you just tell our listeners who you are and how it is that you became involved in this effort?
Well, thank you. I reside in a suburb outside of Sacramento, California. My wife and I have been together now for 36 years. In fact, we're going to be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary next month. And we have two sons. My oldest son, Matthew, is 21, and my son, Russell, is 16. Russell suffers from regressive vaccine-induced autism. Prior to Russell's diagnosis, I was the Secretary of the Senate for the California Legislature. I served in that capacity for many of the 24 years that I served the California Legislature. Prior to that, I worked back in Washington, D.C. for Congressman Jerome Waldie, member of Congress from a district up here in Northern California. I became very active after my son was diagnosed with autism in the autism community. I'm a co-founder of a group called FEAT, Families for Early Autism Treatment, here in Sacramento. Also co-founder of the UC Davis Mind Institute, the largest research facility of its kind anywhere in the country, and in fact anywhere in the world. And I'm also a member of the Legislative Blue Ribbon Commission on Autism, which was established last year by the California Legislature, and a member of the Superintendent of Public Instruction's Autism Advisory Committee. I'm also a former board member of the Autism Society of America, and I have a long list of, sort of pedigree list of affiliations and activities throughout the autism world.
All right, fine. Well, what do we know about autism? Because, of course, when we read the paper, they say, well, we really have no idea at all why anybody gets autism. We know that there seems to be some increase in autism, although maybe it is not as dramatic as we're told. Maybe we were just missing autism before. How would you respond to that?
Well, autism is a severe neurological condition, one that affects children in a very, very severe way. Autism is also a spectrum of disorders. We include other autism spectrum disorders under the general autism umbrella, autism spectrum disorders such as pervasive developmental disorder or PDD, something called Asperger's syndrome, and high functioning autism. But what's really alarming in our state here in California, and of course it's happening throughout the country, is that the incidence of autism over a relatively short period of time, we're talking 20, 25 years, has gone up 6,000%.
Hold that thought.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. It's gone up again. No, I'm not talking lottery jackpot. I'm talking gas prices. But don't despair. When I come back, I'll tell you how to fill up your tank without emptying your wallet.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindAShop.com.
BG.
If filling your tanks draining your funds, increase your odds for better gas mileage by following the Lotto principle. L-O-T-T-O. L, less weight means better gas mileage. So don't use your trunk as storage space. O, observe speed limits, because increasing speed from 55 to 75 decreases MPG 25%. T, turn off engine if idling more than 1 minute. T, travel when traffic's lightest to avoid stop-and-go driving. And O, operate vehicles at peak efficiency by flushing cooling systems every 2 years, which will also help avoid repairs. Jackpot! I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Rick Rollins. And he was just saying that the figures show that this is a relatively new disease. In other words, certainly the numbers have increased so dramatically in recent years that, you know, and of course the naysayers out there saying, oh, well, we just didn't recognize it before. We didn't know how to make the diagnosis before. But this is really not valid. When you talk to Rick, you understand that this is a new disease. It is infecting about 1 in 90 boys here across America. And, of course, when you get down into the other spectrum diseases having to do with neurodevelopmental abnormality, we're talking about 1 in 6 American children being infected in one way or another. You pick the story up there, Rick, please.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in California today, we're adding on average about 10 new kids a day, 7 days a week, with full syndrome autism to our developmental services system. And keep in mind that these numbers are extremely conservative. These are only those worst cases of autism. We're not including other autism spectrum disorders like PDD, NOS, or Asperger's syndrome. And the prevalence, again, 20-25 years ago, was 1 in 10,000. And today we know, based on the CDC's recent study, that the number today is at least 1 in 150. And in some areas, such as New Jersey, which was one of the larger states that they surveyed, they did not survey California, Texas, or New York, the three largest states. The largest state that they did look at was New Jersey, and they found 1 in 94 kids with autism. This is a remarkable phenomenon. It's the biggest medical issue of this century. And again, a lifetime of care for these kids without any major breakthroughs and finding really effective treatments and a cure for this population can cost upwards of $15 million per child for a lifetime of care.
And of course, eventually this will bankrupt our healthcare delivery system and our educational system. There's just no way there's going to be enough money down the line. And as they grow, these people grow older and their parents are no longer there to care for them, where are they going to get the care for them? Shouldn't we be trying to find out what causes this and try to prevent new cases? 10 new cases a day is an awful lot, you know, and of course it's day in, day out. And of course, all of these children, every one of them is a human tragedy as far as the families are concerned. But you pick up the story, Rick. You know it a lot better than I do.
Well, you're doing a great job. I can just tell you that the stress that that this condition puts on, of course, the child and on the family is tremendous. And we have so little to offer families right now, particularly families with adolescents and adults with autism, because, again, we have very few adults with autism and thousands of kids. We have this proverbial tsunami of young children that most of them are currently living at home, but many families are struggling, even with young kids as young as 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, because of behavioral issues that just about to destroy the family dynamic, as well as the various comorbid conditions that these kids, particularly with regressive autism, show. Autoimmune problems, chronic gastrointestinal issues, the sleep problems, the list goes on and on. And until we really start recognizing that that autism is not a psychiatric condition, but is truly a medical condition, we're going to continue to have children out there suffer and suffer needlessly for years to come.
And didn't you use the figure last night when you were with us about 80% of the marriages of the parents with an autistic child break up?
That's absolutely true. And again, the fact that this condition affects boys at a rate of 4 to 1 is a tremendous blow to many fathers who, of course, you know, are very proud to have their sons and then to find that their son is suffering and there's very little that they can do. It becomes very difficult for men particularly to deal with this this condition with their kids. And then again, of course, the mom, who in most cases has more than one child, has to start deciding how best to literally survive in a divorce situation with at least one kid with autism. And what we're finding today as well is that many of these families, new families with young kids, may have one child with full syndrome autism and then another child with another form of autism or ADD or a learning disability or some of these other spectrum disorders. And again, I'm a firm believer that if you run the whole gamut of these autism spectrum disorders, they do go down to learning disabilities and ADD and ADHD as well.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, one thing I learned last night I did not know was about this institute, the Mind Institute. Would you like to tell our listeners about that? Because here, you know, is an organization that is really doing valid scientific research, not influenced by the drug companies, not influenced by the vaccine manufacturers, not influenced by the CDC, which has a vested interest in, well, and perhaps not getting the full story, but simply funded by organizations, by people who want to help the children.
Yeah, we're very proud of the Mind Institute here in Sacramento. I'm one of the co-founders, along with four other dads, and tremendous support from the University of California, Davis, in establishing this institute. And it's very unique in that the board of directors of the Mind Institute are made up equally of parents and professionals. So all of us parents have a real say in the direction of the Mind Institute. We were responsible really for the legislation that created it and the initial funding that came from the state and other sources. And today, the Mind Institute, I think we have around 400 employees there, as well as really counting on a lot of the other researchers throughout the UC Davis campus in departments such as nutrition and toxicology and a number of various departments within UC Davis and throughout the UC system. It's a unique opportunity, I think, under the leadership of Dr. Robert Hendren, who's the executive director, and particularly with Dr. David Amaral, a world-renowned neuroscientist, who is a very humbled person when it comes to autism and is more than willing to look and listen to the parents and to explore new avenues to try to find the causes, and then, of course, for the thousands and thousands of kids to try to develop effective treatments and hopefully someday a cure for this dreaded condition.
Well, now, do you think there's one cause, or do you think there's meant to be multifaceted, multi-cause?
Well, I personally feel in my review of the literature and just sort of my observations in life and being exposed to literally thousands of kids with autism, my view has been pretty much sustained by Dr. David Amaral, the research director at the Mind Institute. And by the way, the number one research priority at the Mind Institute is something called the Phenome Project. And this is a large research project that's underway basically trying to subclass and subtype different types of autism. And in fact, at the Mind Institute, we don't refer to autism. We refer to autisms. And it's becoming more clear all the time that there are different types of autism in broad categories. A very heavy one type of autism is a very heavy genetic contribution with genes playing the dominant role in the development of that type of autism. We're also discovering kids that have some genetic fragility, genetic predisposition, but without a trigger, so to speak, an environmental factor, they would not develop autism, but with that trigger, they do develop autism. And the third type, of course, is the purely environmentally caused form of autism, and we already have some examples, such as the rubella virus that we know can cause autism, and the drug flumitamide that was used a few decades ago. We have a number of cases of people with autism that was caused from that, from the use of that drug. So it's really cutting-edge stuff, and again, the portfolio of research at the Mind Institute is outstanding and well-respected throughout mainstream science and medicine, and we're committed to good science, and we want to find the causes of autism, and for those of us parents, we want answers to help our kids.
All right. Now, do you think that there is a relationship, at least in some of the cases, to vaccines, to childhood vaccines or other vaccines given to children?
Yeah, I'm a strong believer in that. In fact, my son Russell was a victim of vaccine-induced autism. He had a horrific reaction to his 7-month-old childhood immunizations. Up to that point, he was a normally developing baby, meeting all of his developmental milestones. His APGAR scores at birth were higher than my typically developing son, and we saw him regress before our eyes into this world of autism after his 7-month-old immunizations. He began this horrific high-pitched screaming for days and days on end and was never the same after that.
And of course, I think it was interesting. In fact, he had been ill and he was still just recovering from this illness when he goes into the pediatrician's office. And the pediatrician said, oh, well, the latest advice is it's all right to give immunizations to children who are ill, which and the rationale, of course, escapes me. But then I was an orthopedist, not a pediatrician. But then it wasn't one immunization. How many immunizations did he get?
Yeah, he had seven individual shots on that day. And again, in California is really no different than most of the other states, that today in California, if you have a baby born today, that baby is going to, before the age of 2 years old, be shot up with 30 doses of different vaccines.
And, of course, they're even going to have it when the nursery, unless you say something, for a hepatitis B vaccine with no rationale from a medical point of view for giving it, absolutely none. A gigantic experiment being carried out on our children. Unless the mother's hepatitis B, nothing could be done. And yet, of course, the average parent doesn't understand. And they follow blindly along with what they're told. And our plea is, get informed, understand what's going on, and then, of course, do what you think is best for your children. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including a solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places. With time of Earth's history, many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Please, Rick. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Rick Rollins, and Rick is certainly well-versed in this whole issue of autism, and he and a number of three or four of his friends have set up the Mind Institute there, and they have, of course, this institute, a medical institute, with has a headquarters there, I believe University of Davis, but you work with some of the other medical school campuses here in California, don't you?
Absolutely. It's really, the Mind Institute is housed under the auspices of University of California, the University of California system, but is housed at the campus at UC Davis. The institute building itself and the wet lab where we do all of our virology and immunology and other work is located in Sacramento at the UC Davis Medical Center. But we have, again, researchers that are on the campus at UC Davis in Davis, at the animal labs and so forth as well.
Well, of course, we know that the veterinarians have cut back dramatically on the number of vaccines they were giving to our pets, to our dogs, or cats, things of that sort, because of these so deleterious effects. Have any animal studies been done, you know, to the Mind Institute to show the damage that can come from the vaccines by themselves?
There are there's research underway as we speak at the Mind Institute looking at the impact of these many of the vaccine components and other toxic agents on primates primarily. And again, these studies take some time to do and do right. They're expensive, they're well worth doing, but when you do them, you want to do them right so that they'll be published in good, reputable journals.
And, of course, the important thing is that we should know what the long-term effect of hepatitis B vaccine is.
Well, we don't know the long-term effect of any of these. It is, I think you aptly described it as a grand experiment. And rather than, you know, when I first got into this, I was convinced that the timing on these vaccines all had to do with when was the safest time to get these vaccines. But the timing of the vaccines have nothing to do with safety. It has everything to do with when the pediatricians have the babies in the office. And it's all tied to the well baby checkup. So rather than spreading out these vaccines over a reasonable amount of time and not hitting a kid up with seven or eight shots at one sitting, they basically continue to add more and more vaccines onto this immunization schedule and not spreading these vaccines out over time. And what's happening, of course, is now kids today get 30 doses of different vaccines by the age of 2 years old. And if this bill that is currently pending in the legislature passes, that number will double and triple over a very short period of time.
Now we're getting 30 now, and we're talking about 60 to 90. Would you like to just start telling our listeners about this horrendous legislation that is up there going to committees in Sacramento? Go ahead.
Absolutely. This is a bill. It's Assembly Bill number 16. It's authored by Assembly Member Ed Hernandez. He's a Democrat member from West Covina down in Southern California. And this is the bill that would have mandated and added to the childhood immunization schedule the HPV vaccine, the cervical cancer vaccine. But in its first hearing, there was so much opposition to that bill that the author never brought the bill up for a vote because he didn't have the votes for the bill. Well, the sponsors of that bill, Merck, also had a defeat a couple years ago in the California legislature when they tried to mandate hepatitis A vaccine onto the childhood immunization schedule. They lost that battle as well. Well, I guess they got tired of losing through the democratic process where people have an opportunity to come up and testify and legislators have an opportunity to question and to vote on these individual vaccines. So they decided to change AB 16 around and in a very sneaky backdoor way get not only HPV vaccine approved and mandated in California, but every other vaccine that is recommended by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices back in back east in Washington. This is a group that's under the auspices of the Centers for Disease Control. It's made up of public health officials and others, including recently the holder of the patent for the rotavirus vaccine.
And basically, well, on this committee, there's so much conflict of interest. There are people there, you know, who represent the vaccine manufacturers. can they be impartial? If you hold a patent on a vaccine, can you be impartial when that vaccine comes up to be considered? So, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about this when we get back, but what they want to do is then, if that committee back in Washington, D.C. recommends a vaccine, why, it will be mandated automatically in California. No longer will there be hearings. No longer will the legislature talk about it. No longer will the governor have to sign it. No longer will you have any say. A thing to say, it'll all be going through without your consent.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the New World Disorder. Talking with top experts and authors. Log on to NutriMedical. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements from Dr. Bill's companies. Or select a nutraceutical needs consult. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. Listen in stream 4 and 2 on GCN Live, K-band satellite, Monday to Friday, shortwave, Sunday evening, 5.050, 8 to 10 p.m.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Rick Rollins. And before we go on, Rick, would you like to get your websites out for the various organizations and specifically for the Mind Institute and then any of the other organizations you have?
Yeah, the Mind Institute website is mindinstitute.org, you know, www.mind, M-I-N-D, Institute, all one word, .org. And we have just a number of other websites. The FEAT organization is FEAT, F-E-A-T, at FEAT.org. And those are the two primary groups that I'm involved with, or two of many of groups that I'm involved with, but those are the two websites that kind of come to mind.
All right, fine. Now, briefly, would you mind repeating what you just said about this legislation they're trying to get through in California and why we should be concerned about that And please don't hesitate to repeat yourself.
Yeah, the terrible thing about this legislation is that parents and new moms and dads are not even going to hear about what new vaccines are coming down the pike or which have been mandated. They're basically going to be going in for their well baby checkup, and the nurse will come in with literally a boatload of individual syringes for vaccinating the child. And the numbers, again, 30 doses today, and it is not hard to imagine at all that within the next 5 to 10 years, those numbers are going to double and triple the number of doses that these kids have, and there's absolutely nothing the families will be able to do about it.
And, of course, this will already be determined by a committee that sits back in Washington, D.C., and many of the people who have a vested interest in vaccinations sit on that committee and get these vaccines mandated, and they would automatically be utilized here in California, unless you wanted to stand up and say, I don't want my child immunized, I think it's dangerous. Now, we do not know the effect, of multiple vaccines, because there's not even simply the thimerosal, it's all these other things. But we do know that this epidemic of autism, which has increased almost 6,000%, in the last 20, 25 years, that so many of these cases will come on immediately after the child had vaccines. And yet, of course, organized medicine and the American Academy of Pediatrics and the public health officers and the CDC say, oh, there's nothing to worry about. But don't you think, Rick, that one reason they say that is they don't want parents to be concerned, or they don't want them to know there is a risk, because they're so determined to not only to maintain the vaccine level, but to expand vaccination, even for many diseases that are not applicable here in the United States?
Absolutely. It's a huge moneymaker for Big Pharma, and again, their tentacles go deep into the public health community. Vaccines are viewed by most people in the public health community, which, by the way, is the largest segment of modern medicine, as the sacred cow of modern medicine, the greatest success story in modern day medicine. And you have that, what I refer to as kind of professional conflict, being so tied to the idea that immunization is the next best thing to sliced bread. And then you have the financial impetus coming from the manufacturers themselves, who have an unbelievable opportunity every time a new vaccine is mandated, to thousands and thousands, really millions of young children as their customers, and because of the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, are totally indemnified against the product liability.
And what you're basically saying is that the vaccine manufacturers could make a mistake or could do something intentionally that would harm literally hundreds of thousands of children, and they would in no way be responsible, and there's nothing could be done by the families about their destroyed lives of their children.
Their only recourse is to go to the vaccine court and plead their case there. And as we spoke about last night, that system that was set up as a no-fault system has turned into an extremely adversarial situation, and one, again, that's driven by public health and the manufacturers to not leave any kinks in the armor of vaccine policy. You can't afford to have people question or ask questions about this medical procedure, because if you do, many families, I think, would say, I'll take my chances with the chicken pox or with the measles, but I don't want my kid to have autism.
Well, of course, who speaks for the children? I mean, this is the tragedy. Certainly, doctors, and I don't think for one minute that doctors, really, of course, have any questions about vaccines. I believe that they believe they're safe and effective, but when you have an epidemic of this magnitude and this many children's lives destroyed, somebody ought to say, well, maybe we ought to take a step back and analyze and try to figure out why we have a 6,000% increase in this type of disease.
Well, their explanation is there is no real increase, that all these people with autism have always been here. We're just better at recognizing it. And again, you know, missing a kid like my son is like missing a forest fire. You don't miss these kids with Full Syndrome Autism. You don't miss them in the year 2007. And you would not have missed them in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s. This is a profound disability. And again, you can't hide this condition. As parents, we diagnose kids all the time. You don't even have to see the kids. You just hear the sounds that they make, and you know there's another kid with autism. This idea that somehow, you know, we're better at diagnosing autism, believe me, it doesn't take a PhD or an MD degree to diagnose full syndrome autism. Once you see it, you'll be able to spot it from across an airport.
Well, we've always had autism, then where are all these autistic adults now who have autism, average juvenile onset autism, where are they?
That's the question, and I did a little simple math the other day, again, looking at the age distribution of the other conditions in our developmental services system, and keep in mind that every family in California has equal access to this system. If you have a child with mental retardation, cerebral palsy, epilepsy, or autism, you can go to the individual regional center, and there's 21 of them around California, and have a diagnosis made. And if your child does meet the eligibility criteria, they are found eligible for services and are counted in the system. And with particularly for me, to see over 10 or 12, 15 years now of unbelievable publicity about autism and the autism epidemic, you would think that all these missing adults and their families would be running to our regional centers saying, hey, here I am, I'm coming out of hiding now, now we know what autism looks like, and my son's got autism, please qualify him for services. That's not happening at all. We're not seeing adults with autism coming into this system. We're seeing young children between the ages of 3 and 9 years old flooding into this system at a rate of 10 new kids a day. And if we did have, if there was no true increase in autism, then we're missing roughly 16,000 adults that should be in this system with autism. And I put out an APB for them months ago asking people to please let me know when they run across these hidden hordes of adults with autism, untreated, full syndrome autism, that are somewhere in California, yet no one's able to find them.
Well, now, let's look. What happens in other countries where they do not have the degree of vaccination that we have here? What is happening in the Amish and Mennonite and Quaker communities where the parents refuse to have their children immunized? Are these children developing the autism like the children in the general community?
That's an interesting question. There's a terrific reporter. His name is Dan Olmsted from United Press International, who was very curious about that question, and he went into the Amish community in Pennsylvania, spent a lot of time there interviewing and talking to folks, trying to identify what the prevalence of autism was in the Amish community. And lo and behold, there's an extremely low number of cases of autism. So low, in fact, that the cases that he did find were families that either had vaccinated their kids or who had moved into the Amish community after being subjected to the public health requirements for immunization. And extremely low prevalence of autism in this under-vaccinated and non-vaccinated community, as well as another community in Ohio that they looked at, Dan looked at, health situation where they did not believe in vaccines. When you look at the international situation, the countries where there have been very little autism over the years now are reporting huge numbers of cases of autism after the World Health Organization goes in with their very aggressive immunization policies. All throughout the Middle East, particularly in countries like Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, are experiencing huge numbers of cases of autism, as is Indonesia and China, and some of these countries that there was little or no autism in the past.
It started there once they started their immunization programs.
That's right, when they went in. And again, the World Health Organization dictates those programs, and that's based on the United States and ACIP, Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, recommendations.
Well, you know, you would think you wouldn't have to be a rocket scientist after a while to begin to suspect that there might be a relationship to that. And certainly you would think that they would want to be absolutely certain that what we were doing was not harming. I mean, one of the major things I learned in medical school was first, do no harm. Be absolutely certain before you do anything that you're not going to hurt the individual.
Well, I think the infectious disease folks and people in public health and the vaccine manufacturers view this as a cost-benefit relationship. And the cost of brain damage and autism and all kinds of other neurological problems for a relatively small number of people is worth the price to pay to protect the masses and the herd from these infectious diseases. The problem now is that the numbers of sacrificial lambs have increased so dramatically, and it's affecting all sorts of people. Again, there was a time back when mainstream medicine and science believed that autism was caused by a cold, uncaring mother, the so-called refrigerator mother, and only white upper middle class people could have a child with autism because that's where the refrigerator mothers were. And, of course, we know today that autism is affecting every social economic group in this country, in every neighborhood and community throughout the United States. And, in fact, a few years back, a group of families with kids with autism got together in Brick Township, New Jersey, and found that the prevalence of autism was 1 in 150 kids. And this was back in the late 1990s. Well, I did a survey at that same time of my community here in Granite Bay, California, which is about as different a community from Brick Township as you could get. And, in fact, there was a lot of talk about a cluster of autism in Brick Township. I knew back then, and I know even better now, that there's no such thing as a cluster of autism. It's happening everywhere you look, and there has to be a common denominator. It's not the air. It's not the water. It's not too much Britney Spears. It's something that's much more common to all of our kids, and you need to explore that commonality first. And to me, the common denominator are the vaccines.
Well, of course, this is really one of the great human tragedies of our time. And certainly, and the question is, what can the average individual out there who's hearing this program and recognizes we're talking about 1 in 90 boys that now has this, and certainly almost 1 in 6 American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality with this spectrum of diseases that goes from autism to Asperger's disease to ADD to ADHD to learning disabilities or reading disabilities, but something is wrong with their brains. What can be done about this, and are there any MRI findings, any things that you can actually see on these various studies that show that there is abnormalities in the brains of these children?
Well, there are, and of course, you know, one of the great things about living in the year 2007 and beyond is the fact that modern science and medicine is making huge advancements in virtually every area. And what we do know is that there are certain areas of the brain, for instance, with autism that are impacted. How and when they were impacted still is a question and open for debate, and no one has figured out exactly what went on to cause the abnormality and the damage that's occurred in our kids. And then you add, of course, on to the fact that many of our kids suffer from comorbid conditions that add to the behavioral manifestations of autism. Kids that are in chronic pain for most of their lives, kids that have never had a normal bowel movement for years and years, kids that are still in diapers at age of 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. All of these things need to be addressed. And you asked me what can be done. I think, you know, the fire is at our door, and there's lots to be done. My first priority right now is to do everything I can to convince the legislature and the governor that this AB 16 is a disastrous bill that will have ramifications for generations to come. the legislature interestingly enough, and I testified to this fact, deals with about 3,000 pieces of legislation every 2 years in the 2 year session, and most of the bills really don't do a lot or make a whole lot of difference. And then you have a bill like this that comes along that is really kind of under the radar screen. No one's talking about it. It's, you know, no big deal to most folks. But when you just scratch the surface and realize the long-term ramifications of this bill, it is the most, in my view, the most significant public health piece of legislation that this legislature will deal with. And I can't think of any other bill besides the original law that mandated the immunizations here in California in 1980 that will have such a huge impact on our kids.
And what is the number of the case of the bill again?
The bill number is Assembly Bill Number 16.
AB 16, right.
AB 16, and it's going to be heard a week from tomorrow on July 11th before the Senate Health Committee. And the list of the members of the Senate Health Committee is available on the Senate website at www.sen.ca.gov.
All right, well, the Senate Health Committee, anyway, you can get that off of Google if you need more help. Why, you can always get hold of us, we'll get hold of it, Rick. But let me encourage you to call your senator and tell him to vote no on AB 16. Why? Because it could have even add more fuel to the fire of this great human tragedy that's destroying the minds of our children. That's AB 16. You've got to be involved. Let our senators and duly elected representatives know. And right now it's the Senate that it would be a disaster.
That's right. And keep in mind that California.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth. Just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We actually had a two-hour interview with Rick last night, and if you'd like to get that, it's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on autism, and we're going to have an update on autism very soon. We have two four-tape sets on mercury, because, of course, mercury produces not only autism, in my opinion, it also produces much of the Alzheimer's disease that we see, and Alzheimer's disease is exploding, and autism is exploding, and cancer is exploding, and it was at the beginning of the 20th century. 3% of the population got cancer. Today it's 50% and rising, and you have to ask yourself, why would that happen? Well, maybe there's a reason why. First of all, we have with the four tapes out on autism. We have the two four tapes on mercury. We have two DVDs we offer. One is called Thimerosal. One is called The Smoking Tooth. And a third DVD, Dr. David Ayoub's excellent talk, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And if you get that, well, you get a free CD-ROM with thousands of pages of scientific material on that. That's a free CD-ROM with thousands of pages of scientific studies, and you need to get those, and you need to take them to your doctor, and you need to convince him, and your dentist as well, of the toxic effect of the things that they're doing. The dentist putting in mercury fillings, and then, of course, the pediatricians. Giving any shot with thimerosal in it, and supposedly here in California, as of now, we're not supposed to have any mercury in the vaccines. But always look at the insert. Be absolutely certain. And even if there's nothing wrong with the vaccines, from the mercury point of view, what about the aluminum? What about the formaldehyde? What about the other things that are in there, and what effect do they have? We have one of the greatest epidemics of all time, and the public health authorities are saying, what epidemic? Why, it's always been here. You have nothing to worry about. You just trust us. Well, we trusted them with the AIDS epidemic. 500,000 Americans are dead. Another million are infected. And they say, just trust us. We're here to help you. Well, let me suggest there is another agenda. You need to get the National Security Study Memorandum. Came out of the federal government over the name of Henry Kissinger in 1974. It talks about population control. There are too many people in the world. We've got to do something about that. You need to get my population control agenda monograph and read what these people say behind your back. You need, of course, to get the testimony by Dr. Donald MacArthur. Talking about the new organism they wanted to create back in 1969, for which there was no immune response, there would be a new form of mass killing. And some people said they shouldn't do it, but they wanted to do it anyway. We have the complete text of that testimony. And then, of course, you'll want to get my talk on planned population reduction, or the shorter version, none there, college genocide. You need, of course, to get our talk on population control. You need to get our four-tape set on population control. Is it possible there's some people who have no human compassion? Is it possible there's some people who want to kill children? Well, you say that's ridiculous, but there are people who advocate abortion, and we've killed almost 50 million American children. And there's some people who really want abortion. It's not because they want to help the mother. They really want abortion. And you have to understand the people who have a different worldview. You need to get the material on planned population reduction. You need to document it with the official government reports. And you need to ask yourself, why we're giving over $400 million every year to other countries for population control. And certainly some of the money goes to International Planned Parenthood for forced abortion in China and other countries. Understand, we're...
Do you need need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision."
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Good news on the Information Radio Network. I'm Greg Moore. The suspects in the car bombings in London and Glasgow, Scotland, now include at least five doctors and a medical student. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the country owes a great debt of gratitude to those involved in thwarting the terrorist attacks.
Let me pay tribute to the professionalism of our police, our emergency services, and our security.